Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Until the late 1800s, Medford, Oregon did not have a hospital, forcing the sick and injured to receive treatment at home or in a doctor's office. Only very ill patients received nursing care until 1895, when Olivia Dyer Osborne moved to town. Osborne was an 1892 graduate of the Illinois Nurses Training School and had worked at hospitals in Chicago. In Medford, Osborne saw a need to improve the requirements necessary to become a graduate nurse in Oregon and to treat nurses as individuals. In 1911, she became the first registered nurse in Oregon. Through her efforts, nurse registration in Medford was established, and she became the first president of the Board of Nurse Examiners, serving until 1918. The 1927 silver anniversary of the State Nurses Convention recognized her for her contributions to nursing care. Osborne worked her entire life for nurses and the development of their profession. Olivia Osborne died in 1942 and was buried without a headstone in the Eastwood Cemetery in Medford. In 2008, Shelley Truey, also a registered nurse, led a nurse's campaign to buy a headstone that now marks Osborne's grave. Today's episode of As It was written by Luanna Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.